Caring for an elderly person who does suffer from Alzheimer's is always a challenge for friends and family. It can be especially trying in a family that bridges a cultural gap. From member station WGBH in Boston, Madge Kaplan has this story of one Puerto Rican family trying to cope with their mother's illness.
This is a bittersweet time for Tanya Rodriguez. The 24-year-old has a six-month baby boy, Seferino, whom she says is the only one who can wake her up in the middle of the night and elicit a smile. Sleepless nights used to be prompted by Tanya's mother, who lived with her daughter after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. However, once Seferino arrived, Tanya realized she couldn't take care of her mother round the clock and a newborn at the same time, even with her husband Raul's help.
I snapped like a twig. I mean, a new mom, I didn't know what to expect.
Now, Tanya's mother, Tomasa Vasquez, lives at her son and daughter-in-law's a couple of neighborhoods away.
That would be the last place that I would send my mother to live.
It's a decision that Tanya wrestles with every day. She believes she did the best job caring for her mother as the illness progressed very quickly.
Her needs always got met. You know what I mean? It was just the three of us. She's always looking at our faces, the three of us.
Tanya says her brother and two other siblings have never really accepted their mother has Alzheimer's disease. When Tomasa Vasquez was first diagnosed, Tanya knew of no Spanish term for Alzheimer's, but gobbled up whatever medical information she could. The rest of the extended family all seemed to be in denial. Either that, Tanya says, or they wrote their mother off as a crazy person.
They kind of disappeared, family and all. You know, the gathering was always in my house. Everyone, you know, friends, my house. Gone. It was terrible for my mother.
The most painful thing was when her closest sister stopped coming around. All the while, Tomasa Vasquez was struggling with a nagging belief that she was losing her memory because someone put a hex on her.
You know, her thoughts weren't in place, so I guess that's what caught her attention. I'm being cursed. You know, anxiety came on, and that's what fed it.
These notions persist right alongside her family's Catholicism. There also were conflicts between modern and traditional medicines. Tanya's mother didn't do well on one medication a doctor prescribed, probably because her Alzheimer's was too advanced. Tanya's sister-in-law often returns to folk remedies to manage symptoms.
Like I said, I was born and raised here in Boston. You know, I'm not from Puerto Rico. I'm not, but, you know, she's from over there. She tends to say things and does things, something like alternative medicine. Well, let's give her this, you know, help her sleep just because some lady in Puerto Rico, you know, had something similar and that worked out for her. I'm like, don't do that. I'll call the doctor and see if that's okay. And, you know, so it's difficult. Here you go, here you go.
Life for Tanya now consists of baby Seferino, her husband, whose shoulder she can cry on, and 2 days a week of caring for her mother while her sister-in-law runs errands. There's no serious talk of a nursing home. That's one thing the family all seem to agree on.
When I had her, when I was ready to give birth, and I, you know, no one would step forward to help me out, you know, I was going to do respite. And when it came down, I couldn't do it. And that was only respite. She was going to come back, you know? So, I mean, imagine a nursing home.
Tanya's story of straddling two cultures is the stuff of things to come. As the number of Alzheimer's sufferers increases among ethnic minorities, it's going to become even more evident that no one strategy for coping fits all, and that immigrant families are as upended by this disease as everyone else. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.